Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Kama Daf Kuf. We begin three lines off the top with a story. Reish Lakish. Ach bilei dinra. So Reish Lakish took a coin and presented it to an expert, Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar was an expert on coins, and he can certify that in fact this coin in question is a legitimate coin, and as a result, Reish Lakish accepted that coin from his, you know, customer or whatever. Amar Ma'al Yehu. So Rabbi Elazar confirmed, he certified it as a proper coin. Amar Leis, Reish Lakish turns to Rabbi Elazar. Be careful. Chazi, take a look. Listen to me. Da'aloch kasamichna. I'm relying on you. Aloch kasamichna. I'm taking your word for it, and therefore I'm accepting the coin and just making sure. Amar Leis, so Rabbi Elazar responds. Why are you adding this, warning statement? Ki samchas alai my lememra. What do you mean? What do you mean to say? Well, I'm relying on you. What's the point of saying that? Do you mean to say di mishtakach bisha, that if in fact it turns out that it's, you know, it's a poor quality coin, it's a counterfeit coin, or whatever, so you're going to hold me accountable? But no, I will be required lachluf elach to switch it for you. Is that what you mean to say? I'm responsible for any consequences. Is that what you mean to say? The question is, atu da amras, haven't you yourself told us? Rameyru, the doin din and the garmi. It's only Rameyru who applies a din by garmi. Garmi and grama, according to some rishonim, is really one and the same. Basically, causing damage by, you know, indirect action, such as, you know, here. At worst, just causing you damage by, you know, misleading you as to the nature and value of the coin. So you yourself told us it's only Rav Meir who acts, who imposes obligation when one causes damage indirectly. My love, shall we not assume what you meant to say is Rav Meir? Rav Meir is of that opinion, but we don't adopt that view. That being the case, I wouldn't be responsible. So why are you being so? Says Gemar, no. Amar Leis, Reish Lakish says, no, actually, Loi, Rav Meir was Svira Lankabasei. True, Rav Meir is the one who promotes Dina de Gamri, but we adopted that view as well. That's the Halacha Lamas, and therefore, I'm sort of, you know, pre-warning you. Take a good look at that coin before you certify it, because you're going to be responsible for any consequences. Asks the Gemara, where do we find Rameir Shita, the Doin Dina de Garmi, who applies the din by Grama as well? Hi, Rabbi Meir. Ilema Rabbi Meir Desnan. Is it Rabbi Meir in the following Mishnah? Mechsecha Sanhedrin. So we have a Dayan, a Jewish judge, Danas Adin. Okay, so he concludes the din Torah. And he made a mistake. He made a big error. He makes things up. Zika es hachayev, the guilty party, he considered innocent. Chiev es hazakai, he obligated the fellow who shouldn't, you know, be obligated. Or when it comes to the halachos of tumah v'tahara that he was asked, he switched it around. Timei es hatoher, something was meant to be tahor, and he decided that it's tameh, and he ruled accordingly. Or the other way around. Tiher es hatameh, he made something tameh into tahor. Masha asa asu. Okay, done is done. V'yishalmi v'esa, but he has to pay, he has to compensate for that loss. And this is a Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah without a name, and presumably it's Rav Meir Shita. Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. There you go. The Dayan is held accountable for causing damage. Well, Haytmar Allah, haven't we learned the Pshat on that Mishnah? Amar Allah, Amar Rav, who the Dayan, the judge, the Rav, is only responsible provided that he got physically involved. There was a physical act involved. He physically took it and gave it. He physically, directly caused damage. But if it's just Garama, he wouldn't be Chayiv. And Rashi goes through all the different, you know, ways that his physical involvement can bring damage. So for instance, we have Zika es Achayiv. You should be paying, and he says, no, you're exempt. So, for instance, the malve, the creditor, had a mashkon, right? He had an item that he took as a collateral, and the dayan, the judge, decided that the money is no longer owed, right? He erroneously decided that the money is not owed anymore, and he forced the malve to give up the mashkon. So he actually physically took the mashkon, the collateral, from the malve, who was rightfully holding on to it, and he gave it to the leiva, thereby, you know, causing him to give up that claim. He no longer has where to take the money from. So that's an act, that's a ma'asa, it's not just a grama. In the next case, we have Chiyev es HaZakai, explains Rashi. You know, just see Rashi inside. Four lines off the top. Shenosa v'nosan b'yad, says Rashi like this. Zika es HaChayev, as we just explained. Shoyeli mashkan l'malva, mimenu. The malva was holding onto a mashkan. V'notel dayin l'mashkan, zero leiva. The mashkan decided the leiva is exempt, and he took the mashkan and gave it back to the leiva. So he physically got involved, and he exempted the leiva by doing so. And the next, we have v'chiyev es HaZakai, the other way around. He obligated an innocent person, monetarily. How can that come about through physical interference? He physically took money from the defendant, who really was innocent, and he forced him to take, he took his money, gave it to the opponent. So he himself did a masa to pay the money. He took something which was really tar, and turned it into tummy, not just by way of his verdict or his psak. It wasn't just a verbal process. There was a physical involvement as well. Notal sheretz biyadayim bezorki olele tummy. He decided to get really, serious about it, and to demonstrate the tumma of this item. So what did he do? To prove his point, he took a sheretz, a dead, creature, and he threw it onto the fruit to show that it's really tummy. Lahachsik dvarav, to substantiate his opinion. And he's trying to, prop himself up and to v'tiras atummy. How's that? Notal adayin l'peiros tameim. He decided that this thing is really tohar when it was really tummy. So again, in order to substantiate his view, to establish his position, he actually demonstrated it to a point of no return. He took the peiros tameim and he mixed it up v'irbanim shah peiros. Ha'ish ha'sheli, and he mixed it amongst the other pairs of this fellow. Poor guy. Now everything's tummy. Umazik. V'havali oisam masi b'dayim umazik. It's not just a grama. It's not just causation. It's not just an indirect cause. It was a masi b'dayim. It's a mazik. V'ochet mefarash v'sanhedrin v'perek echadin imamnes. So that being the case, it's unrelated to grama. Okay. So we're on to the search. Where is this Rameir who acts upon Dina de Garmi? Says the Gemara, Elah Rab Meir, Disnan, Litzbaya Lay Adam, Bisavay Shachar, I gave the fellow some wool to dye red, he dyed it black, Shachar, Bisavay Adam, black, he dyed it red. Rab Meir, Imer, Noisnly Beit Simrai, the fellow has to pay me back my wool. No, so what do we see? That he's liable for these mistakes. Well, says the Gemara again, that's not just causation, that's not just grama. Some covered via dime. It was a physical act. He painted it the wrong color. So that doesn't work. Elohar Rav Meir, we found a different Rav Meir. Once again, we have a Stam Mishnah, the Snan Mishnah in Kalayim. Mesach Ech Gifnei. Gafnei. I'll give it to Bosse Shech Abeirei. So he lives next to this grain farmer, and he hauls his vines over the other fellow's grain. So in this case, it turns into kulayim. There's a mix between the vines and the wheat. Hariza kidesh. So first of all, it becomes asur. Kidesh is a lashon of asur, separation, right? He causes the grain to become forbidden. V'chayiv, and now he's liable for that damage. Well, says the Gemara, that's not a case of grama. It's a direct act. Hasam Namika Avad Biyadayim. He actually brought his vines there, so that's a direct act of damage. Elohara Meir, we have a different Meir and a Brice at the Sanya. Machitza Sakera Shenifritza. So Rashi explains the halacha is you can actually grow vines right next to wheat, provided there's a fence in between, which makes that separation two separate entities, two separate growing areas. It does not constitute kilayim, it's not osur. But now let's say the mechitzas akerem, the fence of that vinyat shenivritzo, which, you know, collapses, it breached. And now you got to quickly fix it up before the tvua grows and becomes asur. Imra lois, so the farmer turns to the vineyard owner, Gedor, please shore up the fence before it, you know, makes my tvua asur. Nifritza, Imra Gedor. So again, it's still open, and again he warns him, please. And he didn't do it. Nisyayish. I mean, man of a like Gadra. And the fellow just, you know, was lackluster about it, did not repair the breach. And the tvua grew, Rashi says it grew, echad mimosayim. Which basically means that if the amount that it grew in its kelayim state was one portion in 200 of permissible portions. So basically, let's say it was, just for argument's sake, let's say it was 200 millimeters high, you know, the stalk, right? And it grew one more millimeter. That's okay, because that one millimeter that grew in its kilayim, in its mixed up state, is batel, becomes nullified in the total mix, because one is batel in 200. But if it's a greater share than that, a greater amount than that, it becomes asur. And who's responsible for that? The vineyard owner who left his gate open. Here we go. Grama, and you're chayiv. Shitas Rav Meir, and according to Rish Lakish, we also follow that shita and he's chayiv. Says the Mishnah, now you say tzemer letzapa. Okay, so we have this case again where he handed his raw, you know, wool material to the tzaba, the fellow who would dye it. Yikticha yeire. And it got burnt in the vat. Totally destroyed. Noisin led me tzimroi, so the fellow has to pay me back for that wool. But as Rashi explains, here there's no shvach factor, no added value factor, because it just got burnt up before it even absorbed any color. There's nothing to talk about. It's gone. Okay? What about case number two? Tzva'oi chor. Contrast to the previous case where it's totally destroyed. Here, the wool is here, but he didn't do such a good job dyeing it. He used, like, you know, remnant paint that wasn't really good quality paint. You have the wool dyed, but inferior quality. Rashi calls him a mazik bekavon. He's an outright mazik. So he gives me back he returns the materials to the owner, but he wants to get paid. Halacha is like this. I owe him something, but whatever is less, either expenses that he expended or the added value to the item, whichever is less, that's how much I pay. Rashi calls it yodoy ala tachtoina. He has the weaker stance. I have the upper hand over him. I can give him the lesser amount. Im hashvach, if the added value to the material is yaser al yitzio, is greater than the amount of money that he spent on his ingredients, nisimli hesay yitzio, just give him for his expenses. The other way around, vima yitzio, yiser al shvach, if his expenses exceed the added value of the item, nisimli hesay shvach, I just give him whatever the item or the material increased in value due to his effort. In the next case we have, here, this fellow totally defied my instructions. I asked him to do it red, he did it black. Shachar, tzavay adam, black, red. See here, Rashi says he was kaina b'shinei, he changed. He made a new entity, uncalled for. So Rav Meir Omer noisily made simra. So really, the item belongs to the tzaba, to the professional. It's his. It's like he stole it. And he just pays me back for the raw material. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. We apply a penalty, and once again, he's at a disadvantage, and I give him the lesser of the two amounts. Im ha-shvach, yaser al yitzia, the shvach is greater than the expenses, noisin lai, es ha-yitzia, im ha-yitzia, yitzer al ha-shvach, noisin lai, es ha-shvach. So in the second case, we have chor. He did it, you know, bad. My chor, what does that mean? Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Barachana Kalbus. That's what it means. My Kalbus, what does that mean? Omar Rabba Rashmol, Kafra Duti. Says Rashi on top, Kineach Boyes HaYira. He took my material and he used it to wipe his vat. Kalema Bishiyori Tzava, he wiped his paint can with my... So the remnants, the second, you know, second-hand paint, Shinishtara Biyori Tzavai, that's what he used to dye it with, and as you can understand, it wasn't such an effective process. Kufra Lashon Kinuach, Kufra means to wipe. K'may Belisa the Paras, N'mukhbi V'alko Shorichim. So bottom line is, it ended up being poor quality, and the aloch is as we explained in the Mishnah. Okay, pretty short daf today. So we have the halacha of Grama, Garmi. We have the first case where he destroyed the material. He has to pay it up. The second case, he dyed it, but poor quality. He's at a disadvantage in terms of how much he gets paid. And the third case, he was Kainib Shinoi. We have Machlekes Rav Meir, who says, okay, you just pay for the raw material. Rabbi Yehuda says, he gets paid. Basically, he has to return everything to the owner, and he just gets paid the lesser of the two amounts. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.